Good morning and welcome again to Shepherding the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on the second Sunday of Easter, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, Worship Christ the Risen King. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The gospel lesson appointed on the second Sunday of Easter is taken from St. John chapter 20, with special attention to verses 24 through 31 as follows. Now Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. Almighty God, grant that we who have celebrated the Lord's resurrection May by your grace confess in our life and conversations that Jesus is Lord and God. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We now sing the hymn of the day, O Sons and Daughters of the King. Pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you encourage us again to believe and accept the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Even though we have not seen the mark of the nails in his hands and his feet and touched his side with our own hands, to believe and accept that Jesus Christ has risen just as he told us, but go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson, St. John chapter 20, with special attention to verses 27 and 28. Then he said to Thomas, put your finger here, see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe. Thomas said to him, my Lord and my God. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the risen Lord, have you ever heard someone say, I do not believe it? or it just cannot be true, or even for that matter, it is impossible. I'm certain all of us have. This is especially true when something bad happens to someone we know personally, either in our family, in the circle of our friends and neighbors, or even here at the church. It could be an accident, an injury, a serious illness, or even a sudden death, especially of someone who is still young and full of life. Yes, sometimes we also have the need to see them personally for ourselves, to rush to the hospital or to the scene of the accident, to be convinced that it is true. Just like Thomas, we are no different. And we also have the need for some proof or evidence to believe it ourselves. Because that is precisely what happened to Thomas. Unfortunately, Thomas, called Didymus, or the twin, was not with the other disciples when Jesus appeared to them for the first time, as they were hiding behind locked doors for fear of the Jews. Suddenly, Jesus appeared to them and said, "Peace be with you," or "Shalom," which was a normal and customary Hebrew greeting. And then Jesus showed them the scars in his hands and the bruise in his side. And as soon as they saw his hands and his side, they were glad and overjoyed to see him, as Jesus said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Jesus did not say to them, "Good evening," or ask them, "How are you doing?" Or even for that matter, "Why are you hiding behind locked doors?" No, instead Jesus said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." And then Jesus went on to give them the following instruction. "If you forgive the sins of anyone, they are forgiven. If you withhold forgiveness from anyone, it is withheld." And after having said that, Jesus left them. So they went immediately to tell Thomas, who was absent, of what had just happened to them. "We have seen the Lord." But Thomas said, "No, I will never believe." Thomas was skeptical and had doubts that Jesus had risen from the dead and that he was alive. Thomas was so determined about it that he told them, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the marks of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe." Thomas wanted to see Jesus personally with his own eyes, to touch the mark of the nails in his hands and the bruise in his side. He wanted to see Jesus face to face, and unless that happened, he was not about to believe them when they told him, "We have seen the Lord." And so it was only after Jesus appeared to them for a second time, 8 days later, and Thomas was with them, and Jesus said again, "Peace be with you," that Thomas finally stopped doubting and began to believe. As Jesus turned immediately to him and said, "Put your finger here, see my hands, reach out your hand and put it into my side, stop doubting and believe." And as soon as Jesus said that, Thomas, ashamed and embarrassed, fell to his knees and replied, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus rebuked Thomas, saying, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Now what about us again? What about you and me? Are we any different than Thomas? And the answer is no. We are no different. How many times have we reacted in the same way? This is especially true when something bad happens to someone we know personally, either in our family, in the circle of our friends and neighbors, or even here at the church, whether it is an accident, an injury, a serious illness, or a sudden death. We also want to have some evidence or proof that it really happened. Sometimes we are even tempted to have questions and doubts about our own faith and trust in Jesus when bad things happen to us, to ask ourselves, "Why me and not someone else? Why did this happen to me? It is then that we also need to hear Jesus say to us, put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Stop doubting and believe. Yes, today Jesus also says to us, peace be with you. When we are faced with our own disappointments, problems, trials, and tribulations in life, this is especially true today as we continue to live in fear and anxiety of the threat of another coronavirus, and then the economic inflation we continue to face with the high prices at the grocery store and at the gas pump, and especially afraid of what might happen with the unending war in Ukraine by the Russian Federation and the possibility of a nuclear war. But we should not despair or be afraid, as Jesus also says to us, peace be with you. We should not despair or be afraid, as Jesus touches us today with the mark of the nails in his hands and the bruise in his side. Every time we receive the Holy Sacrament, his true body and true blood for the forgiveness of all our sins and the promise of the gift of eternal life through our faith in him as the risen Savior. Not only that, but also his blessing. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. We have the peace of Jesus and we are blessed. Even though we have not seen him with our own eyes or touched him with our own hands, the whole Christian faith is always based on the foundation that Jesus did not only suffer and die on the cross for our sins, but that he also rose triumphantly from the grave on the third day and conquered sin, death, and the power of the devil. The words of promise from our Lord, but these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. And whenever we have failed to have more faith and trust in the resurrection of our Lord, just like Thomas did in his doubting and unbelief, God the Father forgives us again through his only Son, Jesus, as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. May God the Father bless us and preserve us today through his Holy Spirit, that even though we have not seen the mark of the nails in his hands and touched his side with our hands, that we believe and accept that Jesus Christ has risen just as he told us. May our prayer today be the words of the hymn of the day. No longer Thomas then denied, he saw the feet, the hands, the side. You are my Lord and God, he cried. How blessed are they that have not seen, and yet whose faith has constant been, for they eternal life shall win. In Jesus' name, and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always. To believe and accept the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, even though we have not seen the mark of the nails in his hands, his feet, and touched his side with our hands. To believe and accept that Jesus Christ has risen just as he told us. Amen. We now sing the next hymn, At the Lamb's High Priest We Sing. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, today we thank you and praise you again for the glorious and triumphant resurrection of your Son and our Lord Jesus Christ. Even though we have not touched the scars in his hands, his feet, and the bruise in his side, and yet accept and believe in him as the risen Lord. Father, today we also continue to pray for the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ that passes all human understanding with the unending war in Ukraine. We pray that an end will come soon so that the people in Ukraine and throughout the world can finally rest in peace without the threat of cyber attacks and nuclear bombings. Gracious and merciful Father, we also ask that you look upon us with your mercy and compassion as we continue to struggle financially with the economic inflation all around us, especially at the grocery store, at the gas pump, and all the other amenities we need to survive. Help us to overcome them as you provide and bring forth whatever is needed for the support of our lives. We ask all these petitions and intercessions through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and has risen, and lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On this second Sunday of Easter, we want to thank every one of you for your prayers and financial support for our ministry. Even though we are still struggling financially to meet all our financial obligations, may God continue to bless you and your family abundantly for your love, concern, and generosity to keep our ministry alive and the doors of our church open. The words of the psalmist, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his steadfast love endures forever. We now conclude with the singing of the closing hymn, Jesus Christ is risen today.